Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Bob Fisher, Robert J. Fisher, CFP, the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website, too. Bob, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the difference between thinking and perceiving. And Bob's trying to help us become, you know, you're probably a pretty good thinker by now. But shouldn't we ask ourselves, Bob, when we, you know, rather than separate thinking from perceiving, shouldn't we separate those two, or I should say connect the two, by saying the way to become a better thinker is to improve our perception process?
Well, I think that's absolutely true. I mean, Edward de Bono said that, you know, most of our thinking errors are not in logic, but in perception. But the key point is, I think we have to be very, very intentional about perceiving and use particular tools to perceive better before we delve into thinking. And we typically, you know, want to just take the facts we have and then start working on solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can slow down our process and say, well, let's get all the facts, and then let's write down all the alternatives, and then, you know, analyze the benefits of each alternative, and then look at the risks of each alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And do those things one at a time, because our mind is great at doing one thing at a time. That's why we are fantastic at building model airplanes and model ships, and we're terrible at the Rubik's Cube, because with the Rubik's Cube, you got four things moving at once.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very hard for us to think about.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're building a model ship, you know, what's the next step?
But perceptions are handy, aren't they, Bob? I mean, if I were to meet you, and I did not know you before, I don't know anything about you. Somebody introduced me to you, and we're getting ready to take a cab ride to the airport, 35 minutes to the airport in a cab.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to, you know, I don't know what to think about you, but I can look at you, I can hear you speaking, you've said three or four things about yourself, so already I'm perceiving things about you. Perceptions are handy, they can be, right? It's just, you have to be careful not to let your perceptions turn into baggage. What do you think about that?
Well, we make a whole lot of immediate decisions, you know, based on these perceptions. You know, I say, hi, I'm a financial advisor, and people say, oh, okay, I know what they do, and then that's the end of their thinking, and they don't stop and think, well, how is this financial advisor different than other financial advisors?
Well, that's where when you tell me you're a financial advisor, I'm going to immediately, in my mind, I'm going to perceive what I think I know about financial advisors, but then I'm going to ask you some questions.
Well, that would be good, because, you know, if you said, well, how are you different than other financial
tell
advisors?
Tell me who you advise, is what I would say.
Yes.
Tell me your investment philosophy. I would ask those questions. Now I'm filling in the blanks from perception to what I know.
And that's one of the things that's key about thinking, is that, you know, one of the biggest thinking errors that we can make is to say, well, this is just the same as that. This financial mm-hmm. advisor is just the same as that financial advisor. This lawyer is the same as that lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even when things that are very, very similar, sometimes there are differences. And if we can really, really focus on the differences, then frequently we can learn things and not be like the blind men we talked about mm-hmm. at the beginning of the interview.
Well, and the people who are the most dangerous are the ones who make snap decisions, especially about other people, by their initial perception or their early perception. They make snap decisions and they refuse to change those. You've met people like that. I have, and it's really unfortunate when that happens. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, and I got to say that a very, very powerful tool is to use what I call disconfirmation strategies, which is, you know, whatever it is I believe, let me stop and argue why that's not true. And you always, even if you end up in the same place, you expand your understanding.
Right. Well said. Bob Fisher, Robert J. Fisher, the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. Bob, good job today. Come back soon.
I will do that. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
Thank you, Bob. See you next time. He'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, Robert J. Fisher. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.